Praise the Lord. Isn't he wonderful? Amen. Glad to be gathered this morning. Let's all stand, if you will. We'll go before him in prayer this morning. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, it's a precious desire, Lord, that each one has to gather here this morning. Lord, to praise your wonderful name, Lord, for all you've done for us. Lord, you've been so good. Lord, to hear thy word that you have so freely given us to us over the years. And Lord, we just pray for revelation of that word, Lord, and we just love and appreciate you. We thank you for your grace and your mercy this morning. We ask you to have your way in this service. Everything that's said and done be for your glory and your honor. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray these things. Amen. You may be seated. Got that little chorus, I love him for he is mine. Amen. I love him for he is mine. I love him for he is divine. Page 380 in the Only Believe. Amen. He touched me, yes.
Shackled by a heavy burden. Oh, he touched. that floods my soul. Hallelujah. Oh, something happened, and now I know He touched me, and He made me whole.
Hallelujah. Amen. All the joy that floods my soul. Amen. Is that the truth in your life? Amen. It ought to be. Hallelujah for what He's done for us. Amen. Page 670 in the same book. Amen. Through it all. Amen.
I've had many tears and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. There've been times when I didn't know right from wrong, but in every situation, God gave blessed consolation that my trials come to only make me strong. Oh, through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word. Oh, I've been to lots of places, and I've seen lots of faces. There've been times when I felt so all alone, for in the morning lovely hours, yes, there's precious lovely hours, Jesus led me know I was His own. Oh, through it all, yes, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word. Oh, I thank God for the mountains, and I thank Him for the valleys. I thank Him for the storms He put me through. For if I never had a problem, I wouldn't know that He could solve them. I'd never know the faith in God could do. Amen. Hallelujah. And through it all, yes, through
man, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Not what somebody's opinion is for me. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon His Word. His Word will lead you and guide you. Amen. Into all truths. And it'll always be the right way for you. Amen. Thank Him for His Word. Hallelujah. Brother Amos, would you take up the offering this morning? Amen. That's a blessing, brother.
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, truly we are so thankful and appreciative, Lord, of this opportunity you've granted to us once more, Lord. For the health and strength you've given us, Lord, the desire in our hearts to draw closer to you this day, Lord, to climb higher in thee. Lord, we just ask you to have your preeminence, Lord, the remainder of this service. Lord, may our hearts and minds be open to receive the portion you have for us this day, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, we ask once more that you'll bless this offering. Lord, we pray it'll be used for the upbuilding of thy kingdom. We ask it in your precious holy name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. From the rising of the sun. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, the for what he's done for me, saints. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody got a need on their heart this morning? About to raise their hand. Amen. Let's just take it before him in prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we feel your Holy Spirit this morning. Lord, for what you've done for us, Lord, there should be a praise burning in our hearts. Lord, at least our hands raised towards the ceiling. Lord, stretching, trying to reach you. Oh, God, have mercy on us, Lord. Lord, show us, Lord, how to even praise you, Lord, from the bottom of our hearts. Oh, God, you've done so much for me. Lord, I know you've done so much for every one of us, Lord. May we never forget. Lord, every morning we rise out of bed, Lord, let it be burning in our hearts. Lord, let us praise you every hour of every day. Oh, God, we just love you, appreciate you. Lord, may that continue to burn in our hearts and praise you nonstop, Lord, for what you've done for us. Because, Lord, without you, we are absolutely nothing. Nothing in this life, Lord, that we can do. Our everyday lives, Lord, is nothing without you. Lord, we just appreciate you and you love you, and we praise your wonderful name this morning. Lord, may we be determined if no one praises you. If no one lifts their hands, Lord, it will be me. Lord, I have nothing to be ashamed of. And I'm very thankful, Lord, for all you've done. Lord, you've provided so many needs for us over the years, Lord. Yet we continue to raise our hands, Lord, asking for more from you, whether it be spiritual, financial. Lord, you know all about us. Lord, that's why we praise you, because you never fail to meet our needs, Lord. Lord, more than anything, Lord, in this life, in this day and age, Lord, we need the spiritual needs, Lord. Lord, we ask you to grant it to us. It's all for your glory and your honor, Lord. That's why we've been sent here. Lord, we give it all to you this morning. Lord, we ask you to meet every need upon every heart. Lord, according to your perfect will this morning. Lord, we just give you all the praise and glory and honor that's due unto you. We love you. I appreciate you. Lord, we ask you to dip that revelation in our hearts this day. Lord, may it not stop, but let it go out and it, Lord, show that Christ is living through these bodies. Lord, be a light into the world, Lord, that there's a Christ living today. Lord, we don't hide it under a bushel. We go out and shine our lights. Lord, because that's what's going to be an epistle read of all men. Lord, we just appreciate your love and your mercy. Without you, Lord, we are absolutely nothing, Lord. Lord, maybe we realize that more than anything. Oh, we love you, Lord. We feel your Holy Spirit. Lord, just woo us now. Settle our hearts for the hearing of the word, Lord, that's coming. We give you all the praise, glory, and honor that's due unto you. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray these things. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Anyone got a song upon her heart? Amen. Sister Heather, come on up.
As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. For you to you alone. Thank you, Jesus. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship. You are my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are my king. Jesus, I want you more than in, so much more than anything. For you alone are my strength, my shield. My spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. I want you more than gold or silver, only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you my
my shield to you alone does my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. For you
your desire this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for us. Amen. For him alone. He is the only desire. He's the only hope. Amen. He's the only reason I can get up out of my bed every morning and know everything's going to be all right. Amen. He gives me strength. Hallelujah. Amen. He gives you blessings. Amen. Without him, I am nothing. Amen. We ask our pastor to come. Let's sing our little chorus. Sweep over my soul. Amen. Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweet Spirit. Sweep
us bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, we gather here today by your mercy and your grace. And Lord, you alone know the very needs that lays within our hearts and what our thoughts are and our very desires and what we look forward to and what longings we have. Only you know all these things. And Lord, as we've gathered here, we have come and asking you to speak to our hearts through the Word. It's not what I can say, Lord. It's what your Word says. For it's your Word that's inspired. And Lord, it's without faith and seeing it by faith, it'll mean nothing to us. Will be as many are through the land this day that are forgetful hearers and never doers of what they've heard. But by the Holy Ghost, oh God, today may you deal with our hearts and make these precious words more real to us, that we could meet this great requirement that what's been fulfilled and about to be fulfilled. We pray now thy will be done. Just take our minds over, Lord. And each one that sits here today, take their minds over and don't let them be distracted by something else going on or something else happening. But Lord, help us now is our prayer. In your precious, wonderful name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You may be seated for a moment. I'd like to renew our minds back to a little quote this morning before we start, and then we'll read scripture. And again, talking about this confidence that we are to have in this last days, and knowing that Jesus Christ is about to appear. We don't know, as we say many times, we don't know the day or the hour, but we know according to the Word of God, it's very soon. And even if it was another year or two, that's still going to be very soon. Because of time quickly goes by, that's for sure. But I'd like to renew our minds back again to this scripture before we, or this quote before we read our scripture. It's in the message, "The world is falling apart." I trust today again, as I said before also, that you've come here today to climb higher in Christ and listen to the Word. Okay, you're not coming here to listen to me. I'd rather it be someone else, to be honest with you. But you've come here to listen to the Word. All right, I'm one of those type of people who'd rather never be seen than to be seen. As I said before, I used the illustration, wouldn't bother me a bit if you want to put a cardboard box up here. I'll stay behind the box, and then I'll just preach. But we find here in World Falling, is the world, or The World is Falling Apart, November 15, 1963, paragraph 143. Now we find out that God promised to supply all of our needs. I want you to keep that in mind. We have, he says, all the needs that we have need of in this journey. And I'm sure, as I've said before already, we've got a lot of needs in this life. Okay? He says, but remember, he only supplies it on conditions. I just want you to keep that fresh in your mind this morning. We've got to meet his condition. Keep that in mind. You've got to meet his condition. If you don't meet it, it ain't happening. Okay? If we do not meet his condition, or meet our condition to his, we've got to do the thing that's right first. We've got to go down to the bottom and build up. That's exactly. We can't start at the top and come down. We've got to go to the bottom and build up. Go back to the bottom. Now he'll meet our condition. He says he'll meet it. All of his promises are on condition. Okay? And as hard as it may be to sit here and listen to what I'm going to say, there's a lot of people forgetful hearers. And they just seem to be blocked off from things in the Word. But if you would just listen to what the Word is saying, we would be so much further along than what we are. And I trust that we won't be so far behind that we'll miss the rapture. And it isn't because the Word hasn't been taught. No. But it's what you've been placed, what's been placed in your heart. It's whether God's seen you in his mind before the world was ever formed. It's predestination, you see. And as our brother was again talking about worship and so forth, again, the only way to true worship, the prophet told us, is through the new birth. That's why not very many people have true worship today. Because they don't even know what the new birth is. They've been told, they've been showed. But until they really have had that experience, you'll never get a true worship. No. And like I said, I don't care what you do. And of course, you know, we look at all the bogus out here. People listen to instruments and they get to beat into that and they get happy. That's not worship. No. True worship, friends, if there's never an instrument going. And it's coming from the inside of your heart. And there's a true love reflecting back to Jesus Christ, you see. And so we find that regardless of what we do in life, friends, I'll renew our mind again before we go into this. We know enough of the Word, us sitting here. We know enough of the Word that if we don't do it, we know we're wrong. Okay? Absolutely know we're wrong. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. If you know in your life, if it's not performing exactly what God said it should perform, then you know you're wrong. And of course, you're in that position, you're condemned. You know what your life should be. It doesn't end up being that, so then you feel bad. We'll put it that way so you kind of know what we're talking about. You feel bad. You kind of feel, you know, down in the dumps, you know, like because things ain't going right and you just don't feel like you need to be where you're at. That's condemned. And we're to be a people that's got confidence that we know exactly where we're standing at. And that's what this little series has been about. And I want you to listen again to some of the things I'll read today. Now, if you would like to stand with me, we'll read a scripture and honor to God's word. We'll stand and listen. 1 John and 2nd chapter, and we'll just read that 28th verse. 1 John 2:38 or 28, I'm sorry. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Bye. May the Lord bless you in his word. You may be seated. You know, if there's ever a time that because you know you've done wrong or things ain't just right, it's going to be when he comes, friends. And it's going to hit you like a brick right in the face. And you're going to be really, really feeling bad and afraid and fearing of what you've done or didn't do or should have done. When everything begins to take place and you know those people in the message, maybe a close one, and they come up missing and they're gone. It's going to happen. He said it would. And Scripture even proclaimed it would. We mentioned it Thursday night. Be two in bed, or was last Sunday night. Two be in bed, you know. One gone, one still in bed. Two in the field, the Scripture says. One come up missing, and the other one's still laboring away, you know. It's going to happen. God's Word never fails, never does, you see. Now just think of how close it could be even in our midst. Amen. Two in bed, and one come up missing, and the other didn't. Maybe the little wife, she just really was applying her heart to the Lord, and she's praying and crying out to God for a greater revelation. She's really excited about what God's doing and moving in her heart, and she's always just surrendering to Jesus Christ and the Word of God and obeying it. And the husband's got everything else on his mind. I got this to do. I got that to do. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. It just could be that circumstance where maybe she'll come up missing. And you'll wake up some morning and wonder, where did she go? Oh, she must be out doing this, or she must be doing that, or take care of the children doing this. When I get up, I'm going to have to check. You know? Well, then don't hear nothing. And begin to wonder, what's going on here? Now it's going to the back of your mind. Oh, you know, it's always been talked about the disappearing of the Lord. Where in the world is she at? And you go digging and hunting and trying to search and trying to find her. You just can't seem to come up with her. Maybe you see little signs that, you know, she left for good. You know? It'll happen. Yeah. It'll happen. The Scripture proclaims it will. So then you're going to sit there in that condemned state. Uh-oh, did I make it? Or maybe one will come to me yet. And desperation begins to come and maybe begin to sweat and become nervous and shaky. And things begin to cross in your mind. Oh, I hope I make it. I'd done this yesterday and I still never come. This was more important to me in life than that was. What will be your situation? You know, but it will happen. It will. And it could right here in this midst. Very easily could, you know, with no problem at all. Let's read Psalms 91. Again, it's on condition. And just reassuring you how God does things on condition. Psalms 91, so you don't think it's left out of the Old Testament either. But there's so many places we could go to, but I thought, well, this is one you may have to just kind of open your heart to instead of just being open plainly to you. Psalms 91, in the 9th verse beginning. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There's the condition. There shall no evil befall thee. Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee. Or appoint them or commission them to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands. They shall assist you. In their hands are in power. Lest thou dash thy foot against a stone, whether it's small or big, friends. But just think of that. Do you believe in an angel watching over you? Absolutely. It's under condition. Yeah. Maybe when you're flying down the highway and, you know, and somebody pulls out in front of you and you have no way to stop. Could that angel stop that situation? Absolutely. It can move a car completely out of the way. You say, well, I don't believe that stuff. I do. I've seen a whole tractor trailer rig move clear out of my way, and I didn't hit it. No. And I was heading for the rear wheels. Yeah, and it wasn't my fault. But it was heading right at me. And I felt something in that vehicle so strong that if I could have probably had eyes to see, I might have seen something. But it felt like I've seen something just push that whole rig completely over. One was coming my direction, and all of a sudden it goes that direction. Yeah. I believe that stuff, if you want to call it that stuff. Amen. I believe it. But it's under condition. Yeah. If you have made Him the Most High, the principal theme in your life, principal theme of your life. And the habitation, Him dwelling in you, Christ in you, you in Him. He abides in you, you abide in Him. You see? He shall give His angels charge. He shall commission them to watch over you. It's under condition. There's many blessings in being a real, true Christian that people hate. A real, true Christian, it'll stand the trials and the test of life. There's many blessings. And the Christian, a true Christian, the things just don't seem to go your way a lot of times. It seems to be so against you. There's a lot of blessings to a real true Christian that stays true to the Word of God, regardless of circumstances in life. Yeah. Then renew your minds back to this, but I'm going to read just a couple of verses before and after. It was in 1 John 3, 18th verse. My little children, let us not love in word. In other words, neither in tongue. A lot of people say they love God. I hear people all the time say they love God. Denominational people love God, they say. You know? And I guess I really didn't think about a certain thing until I guess just never registered. I had an Amish guy in this week, and he was brought in by somebody else. They could pay a bill where they run into a guy's vehicle. And got to talking to him a little bit about it, and so forth, and he was talking about the Zimmermans and so forth, and I asked him if he was related to Brother Paul there, and his Zimmermans up that way, and he said he did not that he knowed of. And he began to explain, he said, well, there's different denominations of us Amish. I said, oh, okay. Just like all these other denominations. Because, you know, I happen to think about all these other denominations, and it all originates from a man's idea. And no wonder they got so many crazy ideas. This one can drive a buggy. This one has to drive a tractor. This one can drive a car. This can do whatever, you know. But it's no wonder they got so many ideas of it, you know. And this group smokes and this one don't, you know, and all that. So, but I just never thought about it, I guess, until he was telling me some of these things. And I thought, you know, people in the message become that. But it's the individual themselves. If it ain't their church leading them into it, you know. If it isn't their pastor leading into it or their teacher, whatever, evangelist, whatever, leads them into it. You know, they come up with all these different ideas of the message. But I'm trusting today that we'll just listen to the Word and there's no person in your mind. You'll listen to what God said in the Scripture and what that prophet said. Now, again, it's only the blessings of God you'll be able to hear it and understand it. Because you'll never sit there and say, I understand, I know exactly what you're talking about. You can say that with your lips and not know nothing what he's talking about. Sure. Nothing at all. But you can think in your mind, being deceived. Okay? But he says, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed. That's your actions. And in truth. Staying with the full word. Complete word. Entire word. And hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. You mean assure our hearts before him? Yeah, he knows how much confidence we have in him. He knows how assured we are in him. You know, it's not just our little story in our little world we live in. Well, I say I got confidence, I got assurance. No, he knows also whether you got confidence and assurance in his word, you see. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart. You see, he knows a lot more about us than we know ourselves. Okay? He says, and knoweth all things, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him. Now again, have we come to that point yet? Just renewing your mind back to it before we go on. Have we come to this point yet that whatsoever I ask him, I know I'm going to receive. I know it. Or do we go before him and I don't know if I should ask him for this, or I don't know if I can because I don't know if I can. I've done this wrong yesterday. I've done that wrong. I blowed my stack, or I lied to somebody, or I got caught in a trap of listening to dirty jokes and all this, that, and the other. You know? And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Now, back up one again. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. Now back down 23rd. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of the Son Jesus Christ and love one another as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us. No. We know he abideth in us. There's the secret. We know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. You see, because that Holy Spirit he gives us produces an evidence. You see? It's able to receive the word for the day. And that ain't where he stopped, remember? As we say many times, that ain't where he stops now. Have an understanding, a clear understanding, and it vindicates itself. Or in other words, it proves that you understand it. So it isn't just to be able to say, I received it. No. A lot of people think they received it because they can say, I believed it. I believe it, Brother Steve, so I know I received it. No, it doesn't. If you did receive it, it would prove that you received it. Then you would see the actions come out, the deeds come out, would be that you received it, you see. Okay? Now, I know you think I'm crazy sometimes. You may think I'm nuts. But there's a reason why I give you the opportunity to hear some things again and again and again. Amen. One thing about it for sure, you'll never ever stand on the day of judgment and say, nobody told me. Nobody told me. Now I'm going to read from Perfect Faith. And this is August 25th, 1963 again. Paragraph 112, I'll begin to read here. But Jesus lived in a world that no one, excuse me, no one knowed about. I want you to think about that. Jesus lived in a world that no one knew about. He was an odd person. And it would bother me, friends, if I wasn't an odd person to the world. Or even maybe to some they called brothers and sisters. It might would bother me that if I wasn't thought of being odd. Making decisions that was, they can't figure out why. Or why you don't do this, or why you don't go there, and why you don't do this, that, and the other. It would bother me. they didn't think I was odd. You know? When they thought Jesus Christ was odd? My. He lived in a world of perfect faith. Now, we can stop there and just say, well, that was Jesus Christ. But this has to be us too. He lived in a world of perfect faith in the perfect God in which he was. If we live in a perfect faith of a Christian to what we are, we would be a mystic to the world. Think of that. If we live in perfect faith, we'd be a mystic to the world. They would never understand you, friends. The people, listen to what he says, wouldn't understand you. You walk in the Spirit. What the Spirit said, you would do. What it forbids you, you would not do. Then the people begin to say, you'd be a mystic person to them. Your life, the way you live, is a mystery to them. They just can't figure you out. Why you won't go over here, or why you won't buy this, or why you won't do this certain thing, or why you won't get involved in their joking or cutting up and all this other things going on. Why won't you? Won't you do that? Why would you ever sell out and do this? Why would you ever do that? And why would you go to this certain place? Why would you ever do that? You're a mystic to them when you live in perfect faith. That's the way it is to all believers. As I said, it would bother me if people didn't think I was mysterious. A mystic. Why don't he believe in doing this? Why don't he believe in doing that? They're a mystic. I'll tell you, before we go on, let's read some scripture here. I think I printed some off. It's up to you if you want to turn with me. John 4. Let's just read a couple of scriptures. Show them where the prophet got this from. That's the way it is to all believers. They're a mystic. Now, I want you to remember that. And he was talking about our Lord Jesus Christ being a mystic to the people by living in a world of perfect faith. Okay? He knew exactly what to do, right? That's what perfect faith is. It's untainted revelation. It's perfect revelation. Okay? John 4:27 beginning. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, what seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? You see, they didn't know, why in the world would you be talking to a woman like this? He was a mystic to them, because they didn't understand. But Jesus knew why he was talking to her. The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and said to the men, come see a man which told me all things and ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. And you know, there's people writing this message, friends, that if you would try to get the sinner, they think there's something wrong with you. Oh, yeah. Well, if they see you go to the publican's house and try to gain them to Christ, maybe you know the Holy Ghost is dealing with the situation, they think, look at him, fooling around with sinners now. Shows you the wrong. Look at them, what they're turning into now. They're a mystic to the people. You see? In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. Another thing they didn't understand. They couldn't understand why in the world he's talking to this woman of the reputation she had. And then, now, come and eat. We went and got this food. It's time to eat. What's wrong with you? But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that you know not of. And they didn't at that time. They didn't know. So it was a mystic to them. What's wrong? I'm sure they probably talked among themselves. We ought to be hungry, you know. We brought this food. We went all this way to take care of this. What's going on here? Why you need eating? And then he says, that what he said, I have meat to eat, you know nothing of. Did someone else, Brother Bram kind of used an illustration one time, said, did somebody else bring you something to eat while he's gone? They just couldn't get it. Therefore said the disciples one to another, hath any man brought him aught to eat? Jesus saith unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me. My. And to finish his work. If only we could grasp that. To finish his work. My meat. My strength. That which holds me is to finish his work. We've all been sent here for our work. Yes. Is it burning in our hearts to see it finished? Or just keep plugging on everyday cares of life and plug through this and plug through that, plug through this and plug through that? Or is it really burning our hearts to see this work finished and apply everything about us to the purpose we've been sent here for? You see? Let's read another one. Mark 9th chapter. Begin 14th verse, Mark 9, 14. And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, what question you with them? And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And whatsoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him and saith, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. And oftentimes it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thy mine unbelief. When Jesus said that the people, or he said, when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him. And he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up. And he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately. I'm sure they're probably a little embarrassed, a little bit ashamed. Why could not we cast him out? And he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. And they departed thence and passed through Galilee, and he would not that any man should know it. For he taught his disciples and said unto them, the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of men, and they shall kill him. And after that he is killed, he shall rise the third day. He was a mystic to him again. But they understood not that saying and were afraid to ask him. And he came to Capernaum, and being in the house, he asked them, "What was it that ye disputed among yourselves by the way?" I remember he already knew. But they held their peace. They didn't want to say. They wanted to keep it hid. For by the way, they had disputed among themselves who should be the greatest or the most important, who could do the best job. And he sat down and called the 12 and saith unto them, "If any man desire to be first," or if in other words you delight, if that's what your delight is or have pleasure in, to be first or the greatest or most important. Okay. Our ministers today need to get this. The same shall be last of all. Be the least important of all. But what they seek today to be the most important. Who can preach the fastest? Who can preach the most exciting? Yeah. Who can draw most people's attention? But if they only had the understanding, they'd want to be the least important of them all. The saint should be the last of all and servant of all. One that truly cares for the people. Cared for their welfare, of where they're heading, and whether it's truth or not that they're receiving. But again, Jesus was a mystic to them. They couldn't understand him. His whole life was filled with that. People just couldn't figure it out. Why in the world would you let yourself be hung on a cross and die? When he himself said it. He could have called for 12 legions of angels and one could have destroyed the whole race, the prophet said. Destroyed the whole mass. But why? He lived in a position of knowing exactly what the will of the Father was. What about us? Of all the word we've got, can we live in a dimension of really truly understanding what the will of the Father is? What the word says? Instead of trying to live in our own selfish ways, what pleases me more? What makes me happier? What gives me a better, happier time? What makes more people look up to me or makes me makes them like me more? Huh. What's the deal? Why can't we really come to this place Jesus Christ really lived in? That the prophet showed in the message of perfect faith, it has to be if you're a real believer. And I'll grant you people ain't going to like you. No. The scripture shows us the true would be persecuted. And hated. The ones that really stayed with the word, they'd be hated. Yeah. Or do you want to go through in your selfish way and go through this life and want everybody to like you? You want to be the best and the most closest and the best friend people's got? Are you more interested in Jesus Christ being the closest friend in your life? And in what he allows, let it be in me according to thy will, God. But everybody wants big numbers. Anytime where you had Jesus Christ, friend, it wasn't big numbers. When he went to the cross, there was none. They was all afraid. Yeah. But he still stood the test. Yeah. So much like humans today, they want the big crowd. They want the big numbers. They want the big friends. They want everybody to love them. Nothing wrong with wanting people to love you. But if it keeps me from obeying the word of God, I don't want nothing to do with it. Amen. I'd rather walk with Jesus alone and him be my only friend than to have friends of the world everywhere. and Paul prisoner. Back to that. He says here, that's the way it is to all believers. They're mystic. The people don't understand. Now we're talking about people come to where they can be confident, friend. Have his confidence. Okay? He says, because they live in a world to themselves. Wow, you odd duck. Live the world all by yourself. What's wrong with you? Yeah. Jesus lived in that world that nobody else could touch. The disciples couldn't understand him. When he spoke to them, they say this, and then they said, "You talk in riddles. We don't understand this. How can this be?" They wasn't in the world that he lived in. See, they couldn't understand him. Nobody could understand him. If you had anybody approach you and say, "Your pastor, old brother Steve out there, how come he don't have no fellowship with all these other churches and this, that, and the other?" What's your answer? What's your answer? "Well, it's just the way he believes it, you know, and I don't understand it either." Is that what you say? You don't understand it either. When you live in a world of perfect faith, friends, there's going to be things in life people don't understand. No. They won't have a clue. Yeah. And so when a man lives by faith and walks by faith. Now this is, when he's speaking of faith, friends, it's not some kind of a little cloud floating around here and it's got faith written in it and you're trying to reach out and touch this little cloud and bring this little cloud into you. No. Friends, it's a revelation. You're walking by revelation, but what he's revealed to you. There's a difference in walking by this Bible and then walking by the revelation of this Bible. A big difference, friends. You see? He says, and so when a man lives by faith and walks by faith, I mean substance faith, he is isolated from the entire world. A little bit crazy. Yeah. He is isolated from the entire world. See, nothing in the world entices you. You don't want it. No. And becomes a new creature in Christ. There, he says. There. Now with what he said so far, he said, there. Now you're getting into bride material. Wow. Now you're getting into bride material. You're not bride material yet, but now you're getting into bride material. Now you're starting to be what a real bride is. Yeah. See, you're getting into rapturing condition. And that's what we need to get into, rapturing condition, friends. But is the world, entire world, are we isolated from it? Or are we this mystic to the people? They can't understand. I'll use something real simple. Why you wouldn't have a television? Although that devil comes in the house and puts it on computers and do the same thing with it. You see? Now that means for each one of us, not just the pastor. So that means every one of you sitting there too. You've got to be a mystic to the world, to the people. You've got to be isolated from the entire world, friends. And then you're just getting into rapturing condition. Bride material. Just now getting into it. Wow. Not just the pastor or deacons or trustees. That means for the laity. Every individual walks in a world with God alone. And you realize how many people, you may say, "Well, I walk in a world all alone with Jesus Christ." But do you realize how many people today in this message Friends, they live a nervous, twitched up life if they ain't got people all around them all the time. Yeah. Do you realize how many there is in this message to do that? They can't even have peace unless there's people around them all the time. That's their peace. Somebody to talk to. Somebody to walk with. Somebody to live with. That's what their whole life is built around. It should be centered on Jesus Christ. You see? You're baptized into this kingdom. He says, and there's nobody in there but you and God. Nobody in there but you and God. Well, Brother Steve, now, wait a minute. You mean we can't talk to somebody? We can't... That's not what he's talking about. No. But if you made somebody else more important than he is, huh? Somebody else more important in your life. And you just don't think you can live life unless you're right there and you have to have 100 people around you. And if the 100 people ain't around you, you're on the phone. I got to talk to this person. I got to talk. Do you realize you even get an account of every idle word that comes from your mouth? If we just realize that, we may not want to talk as much. He even told us to be quick to hear but slow to speak. You see? Be very careful, for this tongue is great poison. Oh my. And no man has been able to tame it. He's tamed all kind of beast. But he cannot tame that. There's only one thing that can tame it, and that's the Holy Ghost. That it won't say something it shouldn't say. And there's nobody in there but you and God. See, he gives the orders. And you pack them out. There it is. He gives the orders, and you pack them out. It's a hard job for many people to do today is pack it out. Because they're too selfish. They want their own way. This and their own way and that. And their own saying this and their own saying that. You see? Whatever he says, there's not a shadow of a doubt nowhere. You walk right on. See? If the Lord says this, there's nobody in the world can talk you out of it. Hallelujah. You go right on just the same. Can your child talk you out of it? Oh, can they talk you out of it? Of what should be done? And they give a sweet little lullaby, and you accept that sweet little lullaby, and then somewhere that word's broke. Now where you stand? Now who's most important? Are you isolated? And walking this world alone with Jesus Christ? Are you walking this world with everybody else? Now you're coming into perfect faith. Perfect perfection that cannot fail. It just don't fail. Perfect faith can't fail, or it wouldn't be perfect. See? That faith that never fails. Wow. Yes, he was a mystic to them with his perfect faith. So will we. And so it is now with those who have perfect faith are a mystic to others. So does that happen quite often to you? Where people just can't figure out why? Why? You know, I hear it all the time every day at the shop. Constantly. Why don't you do this? Why don't you fire this person? Why don't you make them do this? Oh my. They can't see no further than their nose and they can't even see the end of it. You see? Why don't you come over here with this? Yeah, you know, I was just a week or two I talked about to Brother Pitts about class reunion, wasn't it, Brother Pitts? We just kind of talked about a little bit out there. I had no desire whatsoever to go. And just this week, some of the guys I went to school with. We're going to have a pig roast, and we're going to have a band, and we're going to have this, and we're going to have that, and we're going to have fun. You're going to have it without me. You know?
Amen.
I didn't lose nothing there. Nothing. Nothing. I have no desire for it, because I know what it'll be. You see? Abstain from the very appearance of evil. You mean your class reunion's evil? Absolutely it is. They still ain't never growed up. And in the process, he's talking about this man was in my class, you know. He put a stop to this, and then they're arguing about this, and then this one says, I just told him I ain't going to have nothing to do with it then. Still fussing like little kids. I think, my. You know? And I want to go to something like that. I don't care if there's every schoolmate I went with there. I ain't going to have them with them. No. Unless God gets a hold of any of them. But, friends, now you say, you wouldn't go, well, now wait a minute. What if the Holy Ghost, and I knew it was the Holy Ghost, sent me there for a reason, go talk to a certain person. I'd go. But you'd see me do that purpose and out of there. Brother Branham, he carried a carton of cigarettes in to a man in a hospital. But he knew that man would never smoke them. It was over with. You see? He said, well, God can't lead you to do. So you're not expecting God to lead you to do anything? If you don't, boy, you're sure in the wrong place. Because that's the problem. They don't think God can do things. You see? Oh, my. We've made him a God of yesterday because he was only in the prophet. But where's the God of today? You see? I'm not saying you do the things the prophet did. But I will say, he said, if you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast in sea, and doubt not, it shall be done. Ask what you will, and it shall be done. If your heart condemns you not, you'll have confidence in you. It'll be done, friends. You shall cast out devils in my name. Oh. You shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Absolutely. Do I believe it or not? Or is it just when the prophet was here and he could only do those things? You're a mystic to the people. Some want to take it to where it doesn't happen no more. Some wants to take it all the way. Some wants to take it to where if they scream loud enough, it'll leave and this, that, and the other. But friends, God has a perfect way. A perfect way, friends. You see? Oh, my. Faith believes that God will work it out. What is faith? Something he revealed to you as an individual. I don't know how he's going to do it, but he'll do it anyhow. Hallelujah. See, it masters all circumstances. And faith and love is relation. Remember we first started out talking about love for him, his word? Because you can't have faith unless you have got love. Because your faith is in a God who is the very essence of love. Faith and love works together. He said, just like a young couple, I'll read this because I just want to refresh your mind to it. The time's getting to me. I'll have to hurry up. My time's flying. Here, just maybe I'll skip over it for now. Let me skip over it for a minute. Let me go over here real quickly. And then I'll close, and then we'll pick it up later. This is a message I've heard, now I see. And I'll just start with paragraph 69. And it won't work. No selfish thing will work. Your motives and objectives has to be exactly, perfectly right. Another place I read where he was talking about those, Brother Shakarin, was it Shakarin about the oil, where the oil was in Kentucky and so forth. Anyhow, he says, everything has to be exactly, perfectly right. You mean no spots in it? no spots whatsoever. Nothing to taint it. Okay? Everything has to be perfectly right if you want this to work. Then you have faith to ask. If our hearts condemn us not, see, then we have confidence. We've got to have confidence. I want this to your honor and glory of God. Then faith has a channel to move into. If it doesn't, then you've got mental, intellectual faith, not genuine faith from God. That intellectual faith will get you nowhere. That's where we was leaving off when we read that. Might get you emotion, but it won't get you the healing that you're looking for. So Job, checking himself with the genuine faith that God had given to him, that he was just. He was just. He was cleared, friends. That he had done everything that God required him to do. That's what I want you to dwell on. He'd done everything God required him to do. Is that where we're at? Have we done everything God required us to do? Or are we interested in something else in life? I was going to say something here, but I'll wait. Maybe this evening. He says, oh, he says, now, when you're going to be prayed for our sickness, I wonder if we have done everything God requires us to do. Everything. Have we followed every iota of Scripture? Have we given him our hearts and lives to service? That's where I'll close. Have we done followed every iota of Scripture? Have we given him our hearts and lives to service? Now you're getting in that position to where God can do something. And I wonder if, I'll make sure we make this, try to make it as real as I can. Not if I ask it. But what if the Lord Jesus was standing here before us and say, okay, have you done that? If you have, now ask whatever you want. And I'll give it to you. I wonder how many of us, because really with confidence, knowing we've done everything. I'm not talking about a forgetful hearer, not a doer of the word. That has done everything that Scripture says to do. Everything. And not just say it in a way, I have, Brother Steve, but that every passerby going by you can say, yes, he has. Or yes, she has. So we're just going to leave you out of the picture. You can't give the answer. We'll let every passerby give the answer. Because so sometimes we get in our carnal way of thinking, and think, I have, praise God, I have, I am. But let's see about every passerby, see if it has seen it. Now, stand all these passerbys that pass by you every day and hear you every day and watch you every day and give them the knowledge of it and now give them the judgment. Has he done it? Has she done it? So now you're not sitting there facing your little old pretty face. Now you're having to face all these others standing there, and they've watched you every day. They've looked at you. They've watched you in your circumstances and your situations that's happened in life and trials and tests that happen, and they're able to take, and they've seen all this. One thing about it, God sees it all. So regardless of what this thing says and this does and all this, that, and the other, God knows exactly what we've done. And we're living that age, friends, where people want to buffalo people all the time. They want to deceive people all the time. They want to try to hide something all the time. That's the age we live in. It's the most deceiving age there ever was. So they want to try to hide things and not make things known and our shortcomings that we can't overcome. We don't want nobody to know that, you know. We'd just rather everybody know me as little Miss Goody Goody. I'm the best. I'm the righteous. And I'm a bride. And I'm a Christian. And I believe the message. But what does every passerby say? Did they see you blow your stack? Did they see you, somebody getting under your skin? Did they see you looking at something you shouldn't have been looking at? What did they see? You know? So do I have this confidence that everything's good and right and every iota of Scripture has been followed? Wow. That's what it has to be to get this. What he's talking about. He's plainly said it. We've went on for years and just got satisfied everything's okay. But friends, you've got to know everything's okay. Yes. The rapture's going to take place, friends, one of these days. And remember, a healing is just a minor resurrection. Yes. Yeah. What about this great catching away? Are we ready for it? Is he still giving us time for it? What does he see and how does he see us applying our life to it, to getting ready for it? Or do we even think about it? Is it really thought of during the week that, oh God, help me to get ready? Don't let me miss anything, Lord. Amen. Show me. Show me, Lord. I don't want to be short at anything. Help me to understand. Give me revelation, Lord. Open my eyes that I may see. Don't let me miss it, Lord. Loving the appearing. Do you love it? Remember, if you love it, you're going to talk about it. Amen. Yeah. Anything you ever loved, I'm sure you talked about it, didn't you? Right. Even something simple as us brothers, you know, if we loved to hunt or loved to fish or loved to do, we talk about it, you know, because we love to fish, we love to hunt, you know. We love to do this and love to do that. I got to say, I used to, but I don't anymore. But, and honestly, I don't. I just enjoy it, watching them, you know. It's like this morning when I come out here and it was still dark and the moon was just at the edge of the hills. And you know how it looks when it gets an object in front of it? It looks huge, you know, and I was looking at that and I thought, my, I was talking to the Lord. I said, my, you're just such a great master painter. Amen. And then the trees showing through it here in different spots here and there. And deer was everywhere this morning. I just... two, three here, two, three there, just all the way and back and forth to the house from here. I thought, my, there's just so many of them, you know. And there's even a good feeling to me, you know, I know I'm crazy, so you don't have to tell me. But, you know, there's just something about it, you think, and you never understand. But there's just something about it, you know, an old deer standing beside that road, of course, they're eating, you know, and their old mouth just going, do, 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 and they looked at me, do, 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 you know. I thought, oh, if people of God could only want to eat the word like that, with such haste and desire and get it ate and just love to eat that, you know. But my goodness, today we eat like elephants. Then maybe, you know. But may we eat with haste. Get as much as we can. Redeem the time. Redeem the time. Try to call it back to get what you can. You see? Oh my. Saints. I don't know what else to say. It seems I run out of words to try to express the greatness of this, what's going on. And so few are catching it with reality. Such few. You say, Brother Steve, I don't know how you could say that. All you got to do is be a fruit inspector. Fruit inspector. Not judging. But just watch the fruit. If it don't bring the right fruit, something's wrong. Something's wrong. It's got to be the right fruit for the right age and right time. God help us. Amen. Amen. Let's all stand. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Heavenly Father, as we come to the close of another little service, I trust, Lord, again these words have been of some encouragement or strength, Lord, and further understanding of the Word of God this day, that, Lord, it'd be a greater reality of why we're here and what you're looking forward to in our lives and for you to do through our lives. Bless us, Lord, to understand these things now. Watch over us and guide us, and again, Lord, keep us safe. And bring us back again to next appointed time. We ask in your glorious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed. Yes. Yes. Amen. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Amen. Aren't you so thankful you serve a living God? Amen. He's so real. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed.